We need to talk about the role of D3 in the production of T cells. So now, in plain English, tell us how it works if we go Dr. Jack's way.
Okay. Well, it's the only thing you need to understand. I'm going to use one term you may or may not know. It's called mitochondria. Mm-hmm. Mitochondria, the best way to think about it, is the Ferrari engine that's in your car. It makes all the energy in your body, okay? The input to that is electron chain transport. It's got a spinning head called an ATPase. Electron chain transport uses electrons. The ATPase uses protons. So we're back at negative and positive. We're back to basic electricity. So the battery in you works by electric charge. How does it work in you? The sun is a cathode ray. You live on a planet called Earth that's an anode. Anytime a cathode hits an anode, free electrons come up. So guess what? Assuming you have leather shoes on or no shoes, like I usually do, you get free energy just from that. Means you don't have to eat as much. Turns out, if you have African American skin or Latin skin and you live at a high latitude, that's like being a cactus.
Or if you're indoors all day.
Well,
either way, lifestyle is a big part of it. And we're going to get into artificial light too.
Right. And that's a big deal because what happens? You don't have that charge in your system to run your Ferrari engine. So what do I teach people? I teach people how to maximize natural light, minimize artificial light, maximize water production, because here's a big part. Mitochondria do the exact opposite of photosynthesis. So last time you had me on, we talked about how food and photosynthesis link. So let's give them a quick recap very quickly. You take CO2 from the air, take water and sunlight, and make sugar. That's photosynthesis. Everybody knows that. What do mitochondria do? They reverse that process. So what do? We take sugar and make CO2, which we breathe out, but we make water. Turns out there's a special chemical in your mitochondria called cytochrome C oxidase. You don't have to remember that, but it's got four red light chromophores. Turns out the sun, the most predominant part of sun, is red light, infrared A. 42% of the sun is there.
See, now I got to stop you for a sec, because a lot of people here have been hearing all about the far and near infrared devices. I have one myself, and we talked off camera, and you said that does not include.
Correct. You want to use more infrared A over near infrared.
Infrared
you have to realize,
A.
Yeah, and infrared A covers the frequencies between 600 and 1,000 nanometers. That's the one that is the most important for mitochondrial health.
Okay.
That's what you need to know. So what are the four red light chromophores? 620, 680, 760, 860. That's what nature has put in all of us. That's the light that penetrates our body 10 to 30 centimeters. The other frequency of light don't do that. So when you understand that's the reason why I want your skin and eyes in the game, because what does that do? In your Ferrari that you may have outside in the parking lot, to keep the engines running, you need to have a mechanic. Well, guess what? God or evolution, whoever you believe in, put two change programs in you called autophagy and apoptosis.
Okay.
That those two change programs maximize your energy efficiency. So apoptosis is when you take bad engines out. In other words, they're so bad they can't be fixed, you just replace them. Autophagy is the recycling of the parts of your bad engine. It's not bad enough, we can fix it and make it better. Turns out different parts of the frequency of sunlight controls those.